Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of our God. We've been sharing last week and these last several days on the subject of more than conquerors. And I'm sure we must grieve the heart of God when so many of us, maybe not presently, but have certainly in our lives, lived in defeat as Christians, if we were totally honest, and we don't have any real joy, no real victory, because either perhaps we've been taught that we just have to accept whatever condition is in our lives, our lot in life, if you will, or perhaps we've used the wrong methods in trying to obtain victory. And beloved, you can't have victory over sin by your personal efforts or works. It just doesn't work. Paul said, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? The things I don't want to do, that's what I do. The things I want to do, I don't do." And he goes through that passage of self-revelation, if you will, letting us know that he fought the same battles that we experience every day in our Christian life. But he said, "I thank God. Who shall deliver? I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord." He was sharing something very personal, and all of us should be able to relate to that. So we can't have victory by our personal efforts or work. You can't have victory by trying to imitate Christ. That wouldn't be successful. We just wouldn't have the ability to do that. Why doesn't that work? We just can't fashion ourselves after Jesus. This key that I've been sharing about has to encompass and lay hold of the reality, the revelation that we are a part of Jesus, that He is in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's in you. That means He's not far off. When you pray, you're not praying to a God that's far off in heaven. I mean, Jesus physically is there, but Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, one just like Him. He said, "I'm not going to leave you comfortless." He's just like me, a comforter, an instructor, a teacher, a counselor, and will guide us and give us strength and victory over any need that we have, temptation. He's able to make a way of escape. And so Christ is in us, beloved. We are a member of His body. If we've accepted Jesus, we're not fakes. We are a member, in particular, of the body of Christ in the earth. We're told in Philippians 2 and 12 to work out your own salvation. But the following verse informs us, how can we do this? How is this accomplished in our lives? And the answer is, for it is God that worketh in you. Victory comes through Christ dwelling in us, beloved. Jesus dwells in you, brother, in you, sister, and you are abiding in Christ. And it is through God working in us, not by self-efforts. Hallelujah. I'm just going to obey God. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, "My beloved, it is not by might, it is not by power, it is not by your mental abilities or discipline, it is not by the force of your will power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord, not by might, not by your power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I will enable you to walk on higher heights. I will enable you to walk in a straight path because of your enemies. You shall not be turned aside to the right or to the left." It is the Spirit of God working in you not only to will, but to do my good pleasure. And so, beloved, I am your facilitator. I am your enabler. I am all that you need. If you will lay hold of this by faith, I speak to you expressly by the Spirit of God. There is nothing that you could possibly face, nothing that is in your experience at the present moment that you cannot have victory over. I'm speaking spiritually. The outworkings of the situation may take time to be worked out in answer to prayer, but in the Spirit, you will possess victory. In the Spirit, you will possess joy. In the Spirit, you will possess a peace, and you will not be moved. David said, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He understood the importance of the Lord being his shepherd, that he would not want. So it should be for you, beloved. You are mine. I am the good shepherd, and you are beloved in my flock. You are my tender lamb, my tender sheep, and I will carry you when the going gets rough. But know that I will never fail you. I will never desert you. I will come after you. I will save you and redeem you from anything the enemy would try to do to bring destruction or to bring failure. Trust me, beloved, and love me, and thank me that I am with you always, even until the very end of the age, says your God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, beloved, it is through the power of Jesus that we can live a victorious life. You know, so often we've tried really hard, and when we try really hard and fail, it gets discouraging. It's like, well, I just can't do this. This Christian life is just too hard for me. I mean, I've tried. I was really sincere. I was really in earnest, and I can't do it. Instead of striving, beloved, instead of growing weary of failing, and come on, we all have to admit, we all have done that. It may be a besetting sin, something that we just are asking for deliverance for. We don't want to do that. But time and time again, in the time of fear, in the time of anger, we lose it. And that can be so discouraging because we've asked God for deliverance. But beloved, the thing is to be so aware of the Spirit of God within you that you will not give in to fear, that you won't respond like a firecracker going off with something that would anger or annoy you. That's the secret, beloved. Remember, Jesus is within you. And if you just hold your horses, hold that impulse to react and respond, the Holy Spirit will give you the precise actions, the manners, the words to say. He's a wonderful, faithful God. So instead of all that striving and all the effort that we've expended in days past and just gotten tired of falling and having to get up again, falling and having to get up again, we are now part of the body of Jesus Christ, and we are a member in particular. And beloved, God's almighty power is within you. The power of the Holy Spirit. If you are born again, then you have the Spirit of God within you. And that's, of course, there is an empowering that comes with the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We should all desire that. That's what Jesus said to his disciples. He was giving an example. Do you think that all went away with the apostles? I don't think so. Never again. I mean, we still have, you know, if that were the case, Paul should have never said in his Ephesians and he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Why? For the edifying of the body of Christ. Okay, we can say, well, yeah, that was in his time. Until what? Until we all come in the unity of the faith. Has that happened yet? I don't think so. No. Until we all come unto the measure of the stature of a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of Christ Jesus. Paul's talking about perfection, and you know what? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He is on a mission from God. He is going to perfect you. The Lord will perfect that which concerns thee. That's one of my life scriptures. I was unsaved and God gave that to me. And so, because I was trying, I tried a lot of ways. I just didn't like who I was, and I tried all kinds of ways. But you know what? None of them worked. It's only Jesus that can truly change and transform the human heart. So, how can we really enter into this life of victory? And if you're tired of being tired, if you're really willing and desiring to go all the way with the Lord Jesus, then guess what? The Bible gives an answer. It's found in Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 13. This is the answer, beloved. Paul tells us, he spoke to the Romans, but he spoke to every Christian in the ages following, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead." Glory, and we are. And your members, what is he talking about? Our physical body, arms, legs, mind, mouth, tongue, all that stuff. That's the members as instruments of righteousness unto God. But there you go. You see, you got to make a choice. And you have to be willing to do that. Quick prayer. Lord, we want to do that in Jesus' name. We yield all that we are to you and ask you to use us as instruments of righteousness. And beloved, as we present our bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord, as we yield ourselves to God, we will have the key, brother, sister, you will have the key that unlocks the door of the victorious life. If you are willing to put everything on the altar, not just your soul, but all of you, all he wants is you. Remember that old chorus we used to sing, "No one else will do," not just a part, he wants all of your heart. And not only that, he wants everything, your body, your soul. And if you're willing, beloved, are you willing to let him lead and guide you? If you're willing to do all that he asks, then, beloved, you have the key in your hand right now that will unlock the life of overcoming power and victory. Victories you've never experienced before. Beloved, that's what it means to be more than a conqueror. Praise God. Well, beloved, I've preached myself happy through this particular message that I've been bringing in because I know it's the truth of God's word. And my prayer is and will continue to be that we all come into the fullness of that, not only the revelation, but the experience on a day-to-day basis. This is where the word is meant to be lived out, not in church, not in some spiritual place of meditation, but in day-to-day life. That's what we have to deal with. That's what we have to go through. I love you. And if some of you, I know you haven't taken the effort or trouble, but if you need prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.